completely fucking helpless. Gag shoved down your throat so far, it's a wonder you can even breathe through the little hole in the middle of it. Cause that little hole is all your world's become, huh? Don't you think it was nice of me to put the headset in that hut? Because without it, you wouldn't be able to hear me at all right now. I have you so encased in latex, covered head to toe, practically vacuum sealed down with a hood around your head, extra thick, keeping that gag in, keeping all sensory, aside from touch, aside from my voice in these headphones, all that you can hear. That's all you have. And no matter what I do to you, there's nothing else so fucking lately. Nothing that you can do about it. No talking back. Even you can't be a brat in this situation. It's funny, cause sometimes when I shove a gag in your mouth, it's like you become even more of a brat. Like you find little ways to be sarcastic with expression or gesture, and so isn't it lovely that right now I've stripped all that away from you, all of that ability, all of that self-determination for even the tiniest thing, because right now you can't even move your fucking fingers, you little slut. You can't twist away as my fingers trail over you and go towards your very sensitive bits. Because, of course, I don't want to leave you completely encased. There's a few select spots that I left open, and they are your most sensitive spots, aren't they? I bet you feel very exposed right now. With the way your legs are spread, with the way you can't even move an ankle or a toe. Everything encased how I want, other than parts like this. You can't really move your balls voluntarily, can you? I mean, sure, when I get you scared, they'll shrink up a little bit. But that's not conscious. You can't even give in to a single self-preservation instinct. And to ensure that, I'm gonna tie these big boys up. I'm just going to make sure not even your balls can't escape me. And just with a little bit of paracord. A little bit of tying in. Just attaching the other end to this O-ring over here. Now, doesn't that feel nice and tight? And doesn't that just pull at you? Doesn't that leave you feeling even more vulnerable and exposed because you fucking are? I love touching you this way. I love talking to you this way because I really don't need you to talk pretty much ever. You're just a slave. Slaves don't need to talk at all. And slaves should never hear any voices that aren't their mistresses. And so I've taken all of that away from you. I'm debating how long I want to leave you like this. Don't worry, I put that prostate massager inside of you. The one with a little bit of vibrations. So you'll know I'm thinking of you every now and then when I press a button. Of course, sometimes when I think of you, I think of how badly you behave sometimes. And that's why that little prostate massager has a bit of extra built into it. I think you'll find it a little bit shocking every now and then. No, darling, I'm off to go do some things. I'll come back for you at some point. Maybe to let you come. Maybe just to torment you some more. Until then, you can just listen to this on repeat. I'm sure you'll be just drooling. Well, from your cock anyway. Your mouth doesn't really have any space for that right now.